are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
So yeah, that's pretty much what's going on right now.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Well, hi, you guys. I am Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush.
And we are canceled.
We're the boys getting evicted.
Listen, we had a great episode planned for you guys today.
But unfortunately, as usual, lost episode number 5001 happened.
Like, we really should have been keeping count of how many episodes we lost. I feel like in totality, it might have been, it's got to be at least 10 at this point.
No, at this point, it's a literal joke. Like, our podcast is like the Queens of Comedy tour right now. It's just full of jokes.
We recorded an hour and 15 minutes
and it was
of
so,
great content.
It was so good, you guys. We interviewed the official Ken about his new album, and it was awesome. We got to dive into his relationship. We asked inappropriate questions. It was everything.
And then it got ruined.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm taking a whole lot of the blame because, you know, I should have planned ahead.
It's one of those.
It's
one of those things where it's like not anyone's blame. It's just like we're like you guys. We're still like a newer podcast. Like, this is like me. This would be like our first official guest since I've been on the podcast, and so it's just like we didn't work out all the kinks that we thought we worked out. We weren't prepared for everything that we thought we'd be prepared for, so we faced a bump in the road, and now we're here just to show our asses to you guys.
Yes, and I feel like, you know, I'm not trying to go back to bi-weekly podcast status. I want to at least keep y'all updated. You know, I don't want to just be like, you know, no new episode.
Right. And so it's like hella early in the morning where he's at. It's like about to be midnight where I'm at. And so we're just like, we just wanted to come on here. And it's like
2 a.m.
Yeah.
I have to be up in 4 hours.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. See ya. And I don't have to be in my place of establishment till 8:30, but it's right in my living room, so that's a little more convenient.
Well, the gag is I don't have to be at work until 9, but I need to wake up at like 6.
Oh, girl. Oh, the dramatics.
Get ready.
Oh, dramatics.
You know, I need like 2 hours in the morning, like at least an hour and a half. Like, if I get up and rush out, like, I'm going to have a horrible day.
How long does it normally take you to get ready when you're not getting ready for work?
Like, if I'm just getting ready to, like, go out somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to take my time. Like, I don't be rushing. Like, I'll wait till the last minute. But, like, it's going to take me, like, if I really got to be somewhere and I know I'm behind, I can get ready in, like, 30 minutes. Especially if I had already showered and I was just chilling. Like, that's not going to take my time.
It takes me, like, 2 hours.
I'm like, 2 hours is a good time.
Like, that's perfect time. Like, you can walk around, you can sit down, you can roll up, you can smoke, you can get back. Like, it's a full process. So no, I totally get it. Like, I'm one of those people. When I wake up in the morning, I'm just like useless. Like, don't touch me. Like, I'm used to fast wake ups. Come on, mom used to always have me wake up and go to work with her, and she used to go to work at about 7 o'clock in the morning. So I would be up, and then my school was super early, so I went to a private school. So I was always up, and like, so, but I'm still not a morning person. Like, leave me alone in the morning. Anyway.
I don't like any noise or conversation in the morning. Some mornings I do wake up and want to listen to music. But it's like usually 70s R&B, and like I'm just like chilling and vibing out.
What a auntie.
And, you know. Yeah, I gotta smoke my blunt, drink my smoothie. You know, I need a moment to decompress. But I also like to leave out the house early because I like to get to work like, you know, a good 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, just girl, not one of those. Oh, you're that.
No. I need to sit in the parking lot and like have the rest of like that last little moment of the day that I'm gonna have by myself
until 6 o'clock.
I need that time to myself, and I can't get that time in traffic because I'm annoyed, and I can't get that time at home because I'll be late.
Okay,
so I get there a little early to decompress.
It's like your brain is tapping into work mode. Like, okay, we're transitioning.
Yeah, I get to sit on my phone for a few. Even though I be on my phone at work all the time, like.
Yeah, that's why sometimes I be thinking you're not even at work. I'm like, oh, this is a good tweet.
See, I just be at work tweeting, and it's like I could be doing a little more, but it's like it's a very slow. I'm not gonna say too much. I don't know who knows my social
exactly.
media, so they probably know my podcast, but
oh my god, can you imagine? I was you know, like you do icebreakers at work, so I did an icebreaker, and I was talking like I was about to bring up the podcast. I actually did bring it up, and then I was like, I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe this is not the direction I should go. This sounds like a mistake.
Yeah. Well, that, speaking of mistakes, we won't be making is doing this again.
No.
So, thank you. Well, we'll try not to because who
it
knows?
It happens.
You know what? The earth is spinning faster. That's why everything's fucked
See,
up.
See, and so. The thing is, I be feeling so bad. Y'all don't know this, but he gets, like, really, like, in his head about, like, when things don't go right. So, it's like... Like shit happens, and it's just like one person editing a podcast. So it's just like shit happens.
Well, it is what that's the name of this episode. Shit happens. So sorry we couldn't give y'all a full episode, but it's literally like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
we gotta go.
We tried.
Bye. Follow us on Instagram.
Okay. Yep. We love.
Tune in next week.
We love you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with our bullshit.
Yes, and shout out to Nigeria as always.
Yes, always.
Bye.
Bye.